House Republicans wrapped up a retreat today at a resort along the frozen waters of the Chesapeake Bay. The annual meeting is supposed to help the party map out legislative strategy, but it ended with no clear consensus. This is a midterm election year, and the issues on the table are divisive ones, such as the debt ceiling and immigration. NPR's David Wellna was at the retreat.
Lest there were any appetite among House Republicans for tacking a list of demands onto a raise in the statutory borrowing limit, Speaker John Boehner made clear at the GOP retreat that this time threatening default was not in his playbook.
We know what the obstacles are that we face, but listen, we believe that defaulting on our debt is the wrong thing. We don't want to do that.
That marked a stark departure from what became known 3 years ago as the Boehner Rule, which was the Speaker's insistence that a dollar be cut from the federal budget for every dollar the debt ceiling's raised. That rule prevailed in a debt ceiling deal 3 years ago when huge deficits loomed. But deficits are no longer the talk of Washington, and President Obama says this time he wants the debt ceiling raised with no conditions attached. Ways and Means Committee Chairman Dave Camp acknowledged the weak hand his party is playing this time.
The debt's going up, and we have, I think, a greater obligation than simply just to pass it along. But there is a political reality that the administration, and particularly the president, doesn't see it that way.
Even debt hardliners seem ready to toss in the towel. Congressman Marlon Stutzman of Northern Indiana has Tea Party ties.
I think we'd be glad to set terms, but as we saw through the shutdown, they were not interested in talking about anything.
Meanwhile, House Republicans were presented at the retreat with a two-page list of principles their leaders say will shape a long-awaited immigration bill. Heading the list is tougher border enforcement, something immigration overhaul skeptics have been demanding and which Speaker Boehner endorsed.
Well, listen, you can't begin the process of immigration reform without securing our borders and the ability to enforce our laws. Everyone in our conference understands that's the first step in terms of meaningful reform of this problem.
Unlike the sweeping immigration bill the Senate passed last year, there is no path to citizenship for unauthorized immigrants laid out in the House GOP principles. Only those brought by their parents might acquire expedited citizenship under the House plan. Wisconsin's Paul Ryan is a leading voice in the House GOP on immigration.
I do not think you should have a special path to citizenship for the undocumented immigrant. I've been pretty clear about that. This is why we're not going to take the Senate bill, and we're not going to engage in a process that could result in the Senate bill.
The principles do call for giving legal status to unauthorized immigrants who meet a series of conditions. That strikes Illinois Republican Adam Kinzinger as problematic.
If you legalize somebody without a pathway to citizenship, you're creating, in essence, a class of people that have no chance of becoming citizens.
But many House Republicans don't even want legalization of those immigrants. One of them is North Carolina's Patrick McHenry.
Those that willfully broke the law should not be allowed to just continue to break the law. So for me, as a matter of principle, I don't think that legalization of those that willfully broke the law it should be a part of our agenda.
And Idaho Republican Raul Labrador questions the timing of tackling immigration during an election year.
It's a great issue for Republicans to resolve. It's a bad issue for us to resolve this year.
Oregon's Greg Walden, who heads the House GOP reelection effort, foresees an immigration bill only after most primaries are over.
When you lay out a major policy initiative like immigration, I don't know when it's going to appear on the schedule. My hunch is it doesn't come up, tomorrow. It's probably months out.
If the retreat aimed to reach a consensus on these divisive issues, none emerged. A closing press conference was canceled. David Wellna, NPR News.